Hello and welcome to a new episode of Not Alone Today podcast. I am Joseph and Anu is right here with me.
Hello everyone, it's good to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, happy New Year.
It's a bit belated.
Happy New Year. 2 weeks gone into the new year, but yeah, still a happy new year. Mm-hmm. Talking about New Year's, I think that's being the first episode for the year, we just want to use this opportunity to kind of reflect on last year and then just chat about the whole concept of a new year, new resolutions and things like that, things people do at the beginning of a year like this, and how we are processing that individually and as a couple. So to slide into that gently, let's just look back over last year and do a bit of reflection. Okay. So, Anu, any standout points from last year? Any major highlights?
Yes, change of career. I got a new role that is my legal field, and I really enjoyed it. So that's one of my highlights from last year. And another highlight is that I gained in-depth understanding of the Bible by listening to commentaries. Like, I would read the normal text, then listen to commentaries about them. And that's really, really helpful. Yeah. Indeed. What about you?
Yeah, similar things, actually. So, career-wise, for me, career and ministry are
intertwined.
One and the same, more or less. One of the big visions I've always had, or like things I believe God would have me do ministerially, it's not limited to a church congregational context in the sense of just pastoring, but also in being able to resource others that are upcoming ministers or people that are going to be involved in ministry one way or the other. So more or less one leg in the pastoral side of ministry and one leg in the academia. And of course that had then necessitated the journey I'd been on, my first master's degree, my second master's.
Imagine and my two masters, wow.
Film trick. And my ongoing doctorate. But the highlight for me then would be I got a new job. Not a new job, I would say an additional job. With Church Mission Society in Oxford, to lecture on a master's program, which is just amazing. That was more or less a step in the fulfillment of some of my big goals. It's just at the very beginning of it. I know that God has got some exciting things coming along those lines. Yes. So that was a major highlight.
That's good. A
second one as well, again similar to yours, would then be, for the first time in a long time, I completed the Bible in a more systematic and
gentle
if you say it's gentle, maybe it is,
but
in a more systematic way, chronologically, this time around. The reason why I said for the first time in a long time is because it's not like I've not read the Bible through cover to cover before, but times that I've done that, it will be a matter of maybe reading 20 chapters today and then no chapters for the next 3 days and then maybe three short books in one day and things like that. It's always been aphasad. The point is just to make sure I get through the Bible in 1 year. But this time around, it's following in community with others. So you don't, I don't get to read ahead, as it were.
Okay.
I could lag behind, but I was never ahead of the class in that sense. So I was always just coasting along, following the plan.
Okay.
I use the Daily Audio Bible platform, so Daily Audio Bible Chronological, and went through that throughout the year. And on the 31st of December, when we read the last book, Revelations 22, I was really, really excited. And not just about the excitement that it brings in terms of finishing something that I started, but again, indeed, it solidified for me what I hoped that following such a plan would do. Give me a bigger scope of scripture. And how everything ties together from the beginning to the end, and it just makes sense. especially given my background knowledge, I'm able to then, you know, fill in the gaps and things like that and connect the dots. And
makes sense.
Yeah, very exciting experience. So yeah, those two highlights stand out for me.
That's good. Since this year started, we've read Genesis up to a point. Now we're in Job. So I'm beginning to see, okay. Well, yeah, I'm still trying to embrace the chronology, but it's really good. And the ladies, with the anchors, they're ladies, a mom and daughter. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're laid back. There's no fuss. It's just very relaxing. You would enjoy it if you want to try it.
But you don't like laid back stuff. You like.
I like pushing myself.
Challenging.
I like to be ahead of the class, like in 5 times than the other people. Yeah, but God help us.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So in that sense, then how does that shape into what's your plans for the year? Are you into New Year resolutions? How are you processing the fact that you've completed a year and you're starting a new one?
Somehow it doesn't seem a big deal to me, you know.
Okay.
Like the whole New Year brouhaha. Yes, the date is starting 0101 of another year. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously I'm not denying the fact that that's new.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, it's just December 31st, another month has started.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, how I view the resolution thing, like making resolutions as though we're putting ourselves up to fail.
Mm.
In the sense that we are kind of denying our reality. Like, so for example, we just came from December, mm-hmm. and you know what your struggles are,
mm-hmm.
but now you're in January, you're writing a list of, say, I will be energetic, I will be stronger, I will be this, I will be that. But I think the months could blend into each other in the sense of, okay, God, I finished December 2022,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting a new year. These are the things I'm still trying to recover or be committed to. How do they then pass on to this year? Do I need to leave some things out? Do I need to do more on this? Do I need to focus on things? I see resolutions as that than starting afresh. Because for me, it just sounds as though if we say we're starting afresh every new year, it's as though we're denying the things that happen. We know there's no lesson learned from what's happened to us. So instead of resolutions, I just begin to, when the year is coming to an end, I start praying to God to help us to know as a family, I, my husband, our children, to know what the new year is bringing to us.
Yeah.
And once he gives me a word, I then begin to ask him, how would it play out? He says the year is about you being purposeful. Then my bit would be that starting from there, even before the new year comes, if I see my mind wandering or I'm being distracted about things, I'll stop and say, this is not right, is it? And the Holy Spirit would guide me on what to do next, just checking my actions against what he has said so that I know I'm working in alignment with him. Do you agree? Is that how it works out for you, Kola? Like,
yeah.
The resolution thing.
Of course, I've never, not that I've never been a New Year resolution person, but repeated failures had forced me to give up on resolutions almost 2 decades ago now. That was majorly because my New Year resolution is always, I want to stop doing XYZ. And of course, if I get through 1st of January, not doing XYZ, by 2nd of January, I've done XYZ more than once. And so I just forgot about all of that in a sense. But I understand the shift in, or the transition and the seeming significance. It is actually significant, at least from my own perspective, that you're starting a new year. Just as much as it's significant when you're starting a new day, a new week, a new month. I think the missing element for many people is reflection. So if your resolution, quote unquote, is coming from a genuine reflection on the routines and realities of the previous year, and that is shaping how you then want to continue into the new year, then I think it's okay. It makes sense. And it won't necessarily look like anything too radical. And it won't be things that you will have to wait till January 1 to start doing them. Reflection should even be a normal part of life anyways. You don't have to wait till December before you are reflecting on what's going on or what has gone on and what you need to tweak. And so to that extent, I think my resolution for every year has always been more or less one singular thing. Borrowing a cue from David, Psalm 27, I believe, as for one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in your temple, behold your face, inquire of you, and things like that. Three things under one guise. That's been my focus as well. Anything that would make me become more like Jesus.
Yeah.
And of course, I've found that the main tool that God uses to get that done for me is His Word. So anything that will get me to engage with His Word as frequently and, if possible, as systematically as possible, that does it for me. If I'm in the Word, then hopefully, ideally, the Word should then guard transformations into every other area of my life. That should inform how I act at work. That should inform how I treat my wife. That should inform my husbanding, my fathering, my lecturing, my mentoring, and all the other responsibilities, my publishing, my writing, my, you know, the different responsibilities that I do.
Yeah.
So that's been my own take. Just signing up for becoming more like Jesus. Not necessarily because it's a new year, but because that's what every child of God should be busy doing anyways.
That's true. That makes sense. And you know when you said something about how that we should like anything that gets you into the word, that's what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
But then we should be cautious about that. Because sometimes we know what God is asking us to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan towards how we're going to achieve that throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But then we go on social media and see other suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
We hear things like, we hear some pastors say, come log in at 5 a.m. to come speak in tongue for 30 minutes to kickstart your day. That's it. That's exciting. That's being in the Word. That's fellowshipping with God. And then we want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then another person is saying, at 3 p.m. today, we're gonna dig into the Word and do Bible study. Are you into that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Like the more I'm saying that with the habit that we need to form about loving God is also adhering to what He has told you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We should try as much as possible this year, this month, this week even that we're going into, not to be distracted by the things that are not for us.
Mm.
That things might be good. There are good suggestions out there. They are indeed healthy, spiritually boosting suggestions.
Mm.
But they might not be for us.
Mm.
So sometimes when we read them, don't feel like, oh, I would have loved to do this. It's not for you. You can speak in tongues when you're doing your own prayer work, when you're going to catch the bus, or you're going to your car, or you're driving. It doesn't have to. You don't have to do flitting around. Like, it would be best for us to just hold on to what God has said to us and do not waver from that. And I think that should be that would then, what's the word? It would enhance deeper understanding and more fellowship with God. We hear Him more. We're able to withstand storms because we know which way to go.
And one way, of course, the assumption then becomes that in the first instance, you are in an ongoing relationship with God and you are doing everything that you should be doing to nourish that, to play your own part.
Mm.
God is ever so willing to speak to us, to relate with us, as long as we are also willing to play our part in seeking His face, in getting into His Word, which is one of the major ways by which He communicates with us.
Mm.
And as you were describing that, I discovered that one way or one concept by which that has played out over the years, in as much as I don't necessarily do New Year resolutions, a practice that I've embraced and which I've encouraged many other people within our sphere of influence, for instance, on the Alive Mentorship Group that we run, to also embrace every year, is that towards the end of the year, we begin to ask them to lean into into what God is saying about the new season they are going into and receive a name for the new year. And by naming the year, we're not necessarily saying that, you know, it doesn't necessarily even have to be like a prophetic word about the new year. This year, this is what I'm expecting God to do. It can be that. It could be a problem that you're even wanting to solve or trusting God to solve. It could be the name of someone that you want to see come to Christ in that year.
True.
It could be, literally, it could be anything, but something to, one thing to focus on. As though, God is definitely interested in the season we are going into, and He wants to give guidance. And if we can receive that in a way that is articulated as a word, as a name, as a phrase, as a statement, I think it helps us much more. So for instance, for last year, I remember that for both of us, the name for 2022 was Rehoboth.
I remember.
Rehoboth, the Lord will make room for us. And indeed, just looking at the testimonies we both shared, God has made room to take us a step further into places, into, you know, zones, as it were, or spheres of influence that we used to only see from afar.
Can I just add that also the word doesn't have to be anything serious. Doesn't have to be Rehoboth or Eureka. At Kola's work, someone chose for their year pirate. It has deeper meaning to them. It has deeper meaning to them. So it could be anything. It will come to your heart. So I know some people might say that God doesn't speak to me, or it's not, I don't know His voice. But it will be like a stamp. You would know this is what He's saying. And it might not come in a word, it might come in a phrase, it might be something someone is saying, and it just clicks and it keeps repeating itself. Then you know that this is what I should hold on to, and not be distracted from it.
So receiving that and coming back to that as the year is unfolding, I think it's pretty much really helpful. I know, as you were saying just a while back, I was given the privilege to share and to lead the opening worship at our first all-staff day at my place of work at CMS this January. And I introduced this concept amongst the things that God laid on my heart to share. And I was surprised to hear some of the names that came off of that. I mean, it amused me. But of course, again, it's personal to each person, and God gets to unpack that to you, whatever it is that you have received for yourself.
Yes, that's true.
So 2023 is here, and Anu and I were hoping to have a good time.
Don't know, I'm just taking it easy with myself. I know I want to push myself and be five steps ahead of everything I'm supposed to do, but in the midst of that, I'm taking it easy. I've missed some days. I've moved on. It's fine. So just take it easy. And please don't be distracted. It keeps coming to my heart to say that. Don't be distracted from what God has told you to do. Not all good suggestions are for you to follow. You hold your head high and just hold on to what God has given you. Don't think it's meager. Don't think it's small compared to your friends or compared to what they're doing out there. It's for you. And you know God, once a thing has been set for you, it comes out in beautiful, flourishing ways. But if we're not there, if we're not willing to be there to walk with Him, we might lose out on the things that we're supposed to gain from. And then the other things that we're doing, the going to speak in tongues or 5 a.m. prayers, might not add to us. My liver's feeling more empty. My liver's feeling emptier than we started. So please pace yourself. Love yourself. Love God. Love your neighbor. Resist things. And then embrace what God is bringing to you. Embrace the shaking it's going to shake. Embrace the building. Embrace the things He's bringing to you. Because He's God. He's faithful.
Yeah.
the things he has told us that we're expecting from him, that he has told us that will come to pass, might tarry, but he's a faithful God. Mm-hmm. He will accomplish that which he has set his mind to do. He mm-hmm. honors his words more than he honors his name. Mm-hmm. So hold on to that trust, hold on to that promise, mm-hmm. and walk with him, and you will see him come out beautifully for you mm-hmm. this year and even beyond, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. That's a good way to wrap it up. Yes. For today.
Yep.
Yeah, let's enjoy the year. Let's enjoy God one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time. The bane of our generation is also the positive side of it, and that's social media and access to so much information. Sometimes I just wish everybody could press pause and let the amount of information out there and how it keeps getting expanded every single day. It's crazy. And if you want to continue to catch up and do everything and be everywhere and know everything, you can end up crashing up or burning out, even affecting your mental health and things like that. So take things cool. Let God guide you. Let the Spirit of God on your inside be your teacher.
Mm.
And enjoy the roller coaster.
And to be a sweet one.
At a time.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So thank you very much for joining us for this maiden edition for 2023, and we hope to come your way again soon. But till then, again, remember, you are not alone.
Today.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.